right, ladies and gentlemen, we are plugging away the Daily Drip.
Welcome back.
That's right. Thank you for tuning in. I am the program manager, Philip Kerrigan of the Washington State Combined Fund Drive, and this is my host,
Jerrica Ferguson, handling marketing development for all of Washington State CFD.
Excellent. Thank you very much for joining me, Jerrica.
Of course, anytime.
So today we're going to talk about the Chief Seattle Club.
Excellent.
Kind of an interesting little club. It is a club that actually helps urban Native American people.
That's wonderful. And they also serve Kitsap and King County as well.
Kind of cool.
Just like yesterday.
Kind of cool. Just like yesterday's charity. So one of the things that I think kind of is still an unknown factor in our society is exactly the plight of folks who are Native American.
Yeah.
And this, of course, most people know, of course, we have a long history in this country of a very complicated relationship with folks who are Native American, and we are continuing to deal with issues in the Native American community today.
Yep.
So the Chief Seattle Club is a 501c3 registered human service agency dedicated to providing sacred space to nurture, affirm, and renew the spirit of urban Native people.
They're actually located in the center of Pioneer Square District of downtown Seattle, where they provide food, medical support, housing assistance, and the Urban Indian Legal Clinic. They also have this amazing program, which is called the Native Art Program and Gallery. They also do really cool things within their community, where they have frequent outings for tribes. They do powwows, the museums, and they also have so much more, including helping serving meals.
They serve over 90,000 meals a year.
Wow.
And members have access to quality nursing care, mental health providers, and chemical dependency.
That's just incredible.
Yeah, this club sounds like it does it all a little
bit. Did you know, though, that they also as well instill traditional healing practices too?
I did not know that. Wow, that's pretty cool. So let's talk a little bit about, number one, what it is to be Native American.
Yeah.
And then some of the issues that that surround people who are indeed Native American. Mm-hmm. So not a lot of people think of it. You know, always hear these people joke about, like, how I'm 132nd Cherokee, mm-hmm. right? So what is it to actually be granted Native American status?
So according to be classified as a Native American, most tribes actually require that you're 1/16th Native heritage. That's one great grandparent. Some do actually require 25% Native heritage.
Sure.
And according to the 2010 Census Bureau, about 5.2 million Native Americans are in the United States.
And it sounds like only a handful actually live on the actual reservations as we know them, right?
Yeah. It seems like there's actually about 22% that currently live on tribal lands.
Okay. So everybody else is integrated with the rest of society, working in cities and townships everywhere.
They're right next door to you.
Yeah. Some of the stats on Native American issues. So this is really incredible. 1 in 4 Native Americans currently in the United States live in poverty, period. 1 in 4. So a quarter of the Native Americans who are in the United States live in poverty.
Right.
Below the poverty line.
That's awful.
American Indians and Alaskan Natives have the second highest dropout rate in the entire country. And 1 in 10 Native deaths are actually alcohol related.
That's terrible.
Yeah. Yeah. So this community needs a lot of help, and places like the Chief Seattle Club do a lot of good trying to help folks do it. So this organization sent us a donation impact, and I think it's really interesting. I want to try. I know it sounds like a bigger number, but when you break it down to the gift monthly, mm-hmm. I think it actually works out better. So why don't you tell folks what they actually have for a pricing point?
So they gave us $100, which I think a lot of people go, wow, I can't give that right away.
Right.
But what's the beautiful thing about the combined fund drive that you can do, or if your workplace giving program, check them out as well, whether you're not a state employee, is look at your monthly gift. The CFD's average gift is $10. That means our average donor gives $10 through their paycheck to a charity of choice.
Yeah.
So looking at $100, that's 10 months.
That's right.
That's not even a whole year.
That's right.
And you are making an impact every single month to this charity that provides, with $100, 50 hot meals to their members.
Unbelievable.
It's just that alone, when they talk about serving 90,000 meals
that's
in
right.
a year, and you yourself can serve 50 of those meals.
That's right.
Think about that. In 10 months, you got 50 meals right there.
You've served 50 meals to people.
Yep.
$250 supports a month of their traditional healing group. So if you break that down by paycheck, that's around $11 a month.
Mm-hmm.
$21 a month. $21 a month give somebody traditional healing access to traditional healing groups. $500 supports 4 different field trips for 15 members. If you break that down, that's around $30 a month.
And those field trips, though, are experiences for their traditional healing that I talked about, those practices that they do. They have a connection to land and water and really getting back into those moments of their community and starting to heal. When we talk about those statistics of living in poverty, of deaths related to alcohol, this group, Chief Seattle Club, is really just has their thumb right in the community of what they're trying to do and what they're trying to accomplish.
That's right. And if you really want to be aggressive, around $100 a month or $1,000 a year provides 60 members with hygiene services, and around $200 a month or $2,000 a year prevents 8 evictions and keeps members in their housing.
They are making a difference.
They are making a huge difference.
By just these portions. So think about, though, if you can't, if you're like, there's no way I can give $1,000. Again, $10. They're not, no one's asking for you to just drop it right then and there, because your gift, your friend's gift, a family's gift, people that you don't know are also giving all together and collectively. That's right. That can make your $1,000. That can make your $2,000. It's not a one-time donation that you have to push for.
Yep.
And I think that's what's the beauty of sustainable gifts, and what's the beauty of when we talk to these different charities is they want that. They want that sustainable gift because they're worried, as many nonprofits are, that where their funding's coming from.
That's right. So if you are a person who is concerned about issues related to our Indigenous brethren or Native Americans around the Seattle area, or even just in Washington State, the Chief Seattle Club might be the charity for you. Yep. We invite you to visit the website to check on more details, or you can actually, if you're listening through our website, you can actually click on Start Giving to This Charity below this particular episode, and you can start giving today. And that is today's Daily Drip.
See you tomorrow.